Coinbase adds $50 Bitcoin. Sign-up bonus to the One Card. Coinbase is running a limited-time offer on its One Card. New users who spend $100 within the first 30 days get a $50 Bitcoin bonus. The promotion was posted by Coinbase's official account on May 30, 2026, and sits on top of the card's standing reward of up to 4% back in Bitcoin on purchases. Terms apply, and the offer is for new cardholders only. The math behind a $50 bonus on $100 of spend, a flat $50 back for $100 of qualifying spend, is an unusually high entry incentive in dollar terms, though it is capped and one time. The 4% headline rate is the recurring number that matters more for anyone who keeps the card. On the bonus alone, the spend bar is low enough that most users could clear it with a single grocery run or a tank of gas, then claim the reward inside the 30-day window. The detail worth flagging: the bonus is paid in Bitcoin, not dollars. Coinbase credits $50 worth of BTC at the time of payout, but the value you eventually realize depends on where Bitcoin trades when you sell or spend it. That cuts both ways. A reward credited during a dip can be worth more later, and a reward credited near a local high can lose value before you touch it. Anyone treating the bonus as a fixed $50 should keep that in mind. Who actually qualifies? The offer applies to new Coinbase One Card users, so existing holders are not eligible for this particular bonus. The card is a U.S. product tied to a Coinbase One subscription, which means the audience is limited to American users who already pay for, or are willing to pay for, that membership tier. Readers outside the U.S. cannot access it regardless of the promotion. The standing reward structure is unchanged. The card still advertises up to 4% back in Bitcoin, with the exact rate depending on subscription tier and spend category, rather than a flat number across the board. The sign-up bonus is an addition to that, not a replacement for it. Bitcoin-backed rewards behave differently from cashback Bitcoin-backed cards, trade differently from stablecoin or cashback products. With a card that pays crypto rewards, the headline percentage is only part of the picture, because the reward asset can appreciate or fall after it lands in your account. That is the appeal for users who want passive BTC accumulation on everyday spend, and the drawback for anyone who wants predictable, dollar-stable value. One practical note on prepaid and debit-style spending: pre-authorization merchants such as gas stations, hotels, and car rental desks can place temporary holds that exceed the final charge, which occasionally trips up cards funded from a crypto balance. It is rarely a deal breaker, but it is worth knowing before relying on any single card for a deposit-heavy transaction like a rental. For the user, the decision is straightforward. If you are a U.S. Coinbase One subscriber considering the card anyway, $50 in Bitcoin for $100 of spend inside 30 days is a reason to apply now rather than later. If you are not already in the Coinbase One ecosystem, the subscription cost and the BTC-denominated payout should factor into whether the bonus is worth chasing.